There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hi.
Hi, Rich.
And then there's Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler with the first look, first check-in, if you will, of some of the news that people are talking about and our thoughts, your thoughts as well. Welcome to 888-302-DOUG. You'll need that number later on for your qualification purposes. Got you working on our one-hit wonder, and that'll qualify you if you have the answer to the one-hit wonder. For our trip, our drawing February 6th to, two parents and two children will go to the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. Qualification, as I say, later in this hour on Good Day. Meanwhile, back in Europe, which is where we seem to be spending more time, one of the big problems with the news media in this country is that it focuses more on what's going on outside the country than it does inside the country. And it's because that's probably not a good sentence, as a result of that and because of the fact that in news talk circles, we get the conversation from the so-called news, even though we do a little lobbying of our own. It is generally reported today that 12 suspects have been detained for questioning regarding the attacks in Paris. The raid that was conducted people believed to be linked to this group. It was suspected in the fatal shooting of the police officer, as well as the attack on the kosher market, but it's not connected, or at least directly connected, unless I'm wrong here, Kenny, with the shootout at Charlie Hebdo. Am I right in that?
You are correct.
Separate incidents,
yeah, right.
As Richie says. I'm okay. I'm on solid ground.
Very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a video that has shown up. There are a lot of videos showing the ISIS, this 12-year-old kid who supposedly this week shot some perpetrators.
Russian people, yeah.
Right. Russian spies, supposedly. You got a video appearing to show one of these Paris gunmen pledging allegiance to ISIS. How do they do that? I pledge allegiance to the flag of ISIS?
Weird is that the two brothers that broke into Charlie Hebdo, they were yelling that they were pledging Al-Qaeda Yemen.
Right.
But then the other guy who took hostages at that kosher market was pledging his allegiance to ISIS. Yeah.
And Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility this week for the Charlie Hebdo guys.
So this female terror suspect that fled to Syria, she was connected to Charlie Hebdo, not to the kosher market.
No, she was married to the guy that took over the market.
So she's gone to Syria to protect herself?
Well, I think she went, the thought is that she went a day or two before the attack.
She knew what was going on. Pretty much the same way as
she
what happened
helped, right.
around some of the businesses and the schools around the Twin Towers that were cleaned out, strangely, the day before the bombing. You remember that story, right? The schools were empty the day of the bombing, and the president allowed a plane. You remember when all the planes were grounded?
Right.
And the president allowed a plane with children of Saudi diplomats and families, wealthy families.
Wasn't it Bin Laden's
take off?
Kids, actually?
Wasn't
it
Bin Laden's kids? I don't know. Whoever they were.
Yeah, that's what the story is.
Right.
That it was
that's
his
story.
Family.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, and then there's pictures everywhere of the great, lovable, charming, and personable Secretary of State John Kerry saying he decided not to come in order to give the French a chance to sort of collect themselves.
But I'm here now, French people.
Yes. All right. I want to know what Pierre thinks of John Kerry, Secretary of State to President
I love the French.
Barack
he is
Obama.
A great, great man, a great Secretary of State for the United States because he is such a pushover.
Who's your what over?
I'm sorry, what?
Pushover? Ever.
Yeah.
What's wrong
Jewish,
with you people?
You know what pisha is? The Jewish
English.
You know what? The expression pisha is in Jewish idiom? No, you don't? Yes, you do.
I only speak French.
A little guy.
English.
A little pisha is a little guy. All right. You only speak French, English?
French.
Oui. French. Isn't that what it's called?
Franglish.
Like Spanglish and Spranglish?
Franglish.
I'm friendly to Franglish.
Yes. I have a diagram here that tries to tie all of these people together. It's called Web of Terror.
Really?
So it shows the two Kawachi brothers.
Connected them to Hitler, too?
No, I don't see Hitler.
Okay, go ahead.
So, but apparently the woman that is on the run now, who was married to the guy at the kosher market, she was friends with Kawachi's wife. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they haven't talked much. Have you guys noticed that the media hasn't brought up the Kawachi's wife? Both of them are married. And surprising. I mean, I wonder if they're not talking about her because they have her in custody somewhere, or if she's gone.
I would think she's... If she's there, she's in custody.
All right.
Don't
here's
you think?
A,
yeah.
Here's a story about another woman, a married lady named Kathy McQuestion, 26 years old, radiologist.
I had a question
from
the other day.
Kenosha, Wisconsin. She got a flu shot to comply with hospital policy, had no underlying medical conditions. She got the flu last weekend, and today she's dead.
Ugh, it's awful.
She was the picture of health. Mother said, who was married on September 29th, I think this past fall. How is a young guy going to bury his wife? How does that work? She complained she didn't feel well.
Did she die from the flu shot or from just
no,
the flu?
No, she died from sepsis, which is something that you get.
Poisoning.
Yeah, exactly. And she was in the medical profession. It gives you low blood pressure, a high heart rate, I guess. I'm not sure. But it makes you nauseous. Anyway, she didn't make it. What a sad reality that is when you think about it. Okay, another parental connection here. The identity of this moron has not been released. But you remember, we always in the summertime get these stories about fathers and mothers leaving their cars with children in them during the, they shut the car off, all the windows are up, and the children bake.
Oh, no.
In the car. Okay,
now
so
what?
Let's flip it around. You know what the temperature has been in the Northeast for the past couple of weeks.
But imagine you could freeze.
Okay, so this story comes from my native Framingham, where a father has been charged with child endangerment after police say he left his three children inside a car for an hour and a half. The temperature in the car was 23 degrees. Five-year-old boy, three-year-old girl, and a nine-month-old daughter. In the Honda, without the heat on, without the engine running, in a lot at a store in Newton, Massachusetts.
What is so important that he couldn't take his children in or get them a babysitter? What kind of store was he going into?
Probably alcohol.
When the officer opened the door.
For an hour and a half?
Looking, let me see. Yeah, well, it was taking an hour and a half to... go into the store.
Kids are okay.
Yeah, the kids are okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the police came. Somebody saw the kids in the car. Police came, opened up the door, and took the children. Then they went in and found the father. And, well, they were wondering about whether somebody was abducting them. That was the first. The first question was whether these children had
sure,
been
you see it.
Abducted.
Yeah, you see a car with kids hanging in the back. I'm telling you, that would be one of the instances in life. You know, I try to maintain my cool most of the time, but one of my instances where I would actually get my anger out, if I saw that, I would go straight to my car, I'd get out my toolkit, I would take out my hammer, and I would break out the window.
Right. Yeah.
Wouldn't you? I mean, you see kids in the back of a car forever freezing their rear ends
the
off?
The father
was just gone for a minute.
Well, I would tell the police.
Well, now you need a new window.
The police are standing around the car waiting for this guy to come back. He said, oh, I just went in there 10 minutes ago. But
right.
There are videos in the lot of the store. Guess what the video showed? Didn't show him in there for 10 minutes. Showed him in there for an hour and 10 minutes. So he got taken to the clink as well. Ought to have been the kid.
Do you lose your kids? You must lose your kids for something like that, right?
Well, it depends on where the mother is.
At least temporarily, if not.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You definitely
all right, so there's that story. Business news coming up next here on Good Day, 16 past the hour.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 56 and MLS number 3030.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
I prepare myself for the business news by getting, like I was a reporter on television, getting all of the stacks of paper together so that I make sure to bring you first, fast, and factual information about Target pulling out of Canada. They tried 2 years ago to open 133 stores, and yesterday said, the biggest problem is getting the supplies to the stores. The Canadian government makes it a little more difficult for some American stores, and plus their pricing strategy was not good. They lost $2 billion in Canada since 2011. So as a result of that, their stock goes up, because when you cut losses, the stock goes up. So that's the end of Target in Canada. Radio Shack. Preparing to file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Comes next month.
Kidding. That's surprising.
Retailer is in talks with lenders to secure financing during the bankruptcy process, as well as with a private equity firm that may be interested in buying its assets. They have no relevancy anymore at all whatsoever. There's nothing you get there that you can't get someplace else.
Well, they sell those neat little computer kits, like the, what do they call them, the cherry bomb computers or the cherry pie. That's what it is.
Okay.
And those little kits and robots and stuff, which is cool, but it's not enough.
Uber, the ride-sharing service, has been ordered to stop operating in South Carolina. Does not have proper certificates, so says the state.
Y'all get on out of here, you hear?
Are they really after these guys everywhere?
There's public been some sexual
that was in Europe,
though.
Wasn't it?
Here, somewhere.
Was it? Oh, there was one charge. You're right about that. Yep. Mm-hmm. I still think that they're a superb service, frankly. But anyway, they're being scrutinized. That's not a bad thing. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One Hit Wonder time.
Yay.
And your chance to qualify for our Beaches Resort giveaway. Maybe the first person to call us at 888-302-3684 with the identity of this performer, and it will send you away. Well, I'm not sure we can send you away. We may put you away. Yes, right. There are three places you'll be able to choose from. Two parents, two children. Again, an all-expense-paid trip. You get yourself there, and everything else is taken care of by the Beaches Resorts. Any place you can choose. The Turks and Caicos, there are a couple of them they have in Jamaica. What's the name of this performer?
Now?
Yes,
Dr. Okay,
Adam
right.
Ritchie.
The more I'm sorry about the way you play your game.
Friday Shakedown.
Take it down. Well, just go to
the show.
Got some news for you.
Got some news for you.
Oh, what?
This is a smash hit.
Did you just say something on the air?
No, it's a smash hit.
I thought you said smash hit.
No.
Hit. Trying to put words in poor Richie's mouth.
Hit.
Now, this song has a lot of cussing in it, but this is the clean version.
Right.
Because let me just say, forget you was the original name of the song.
Well, that's the thing. This guy's name is Thomas DiCarlo Calloway, but you don't know him as that.
No, but the judges do in all the court cases that he's been in lately. Let's just say he went the route of Bill Cosby, allegedly.
All right, so... Let's see if we can.
Hey, you want some drink?
Although I don't know if anybody needs too much. This song topped the charts during this week in 2010. Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name
now
of this one-hit wonder artist. Richie has a concern about that claim.
Well, this is a little bit funky because the artist is also, even though this isn't his real name, his real name is Thomas DiCarlo Calloway.
Yes, that's what you said.
He also has another name that he performs under.
Yeah, Bloom.
And he had this hit.
It's so funny. Driving down the freeway. freeway, the 210. This song comes on, and I'm singing, and I'm like, you know, this sounds an awful lot like Thomas Up to Carlos, if that's not what came into my head.
Uh-uh.
And so I had to look it up, and I'm like, whoa, it's the same dude.
Right. He came, to, we won his stage name that he uses now. Came to initial prominence as a member of the Southern hip-hop group Goody Mob for wearing flamboyant feathered stage costumes.
He sure does.
Father died when he was
on the
two.
Voice.
Mother died when he was 18. He was in deep depression for a number of years. In 2010, he released a song on YouTube that had a profane title. He got 2 million plays in less than 2 weeks. Then it was re-edited for purposes of playing on this program and elsewhere. Number one in the UK in less than a week, with the profane lyrics and all. Knowing that it would never get airplay here, they recorded it with clean lyrics, and thus the name was Forget You, is another word that was began with an F that I believe.
I think everybody gets it.
You get it, Richie.
Yeah.
You get it. Richie gets it. Everybody gets it.
You know where you're going there.
All right. So let's see. He released a song in 2012 called I Love Football, which was adopted by the NFL as their official Thursday Night Football theme. He's trying today, touring with Lionel Richie, but there have been no more top single hits. All right, where should we go here?
I went to the phones.
We'll go to the phones. I was trying to look. We'll go. Tom was first on the line, I think, from Pineville, Louisiana. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. Good morning.
Well, doing. You're doing well, I hope. Well, doing.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
On my way to work.
Good. What do you do for work?
I'm a quality control manager.
Oh, good for you.
Oh.
Quality
you
control
put
we like.
Stamp on those products.
All right. What's the name of the fellow singing the song?
CeeLo Green.
It is CeeLo Green. You get qualified for our all-expense-paid trip from resorts to the Turks and Caicos of Jamaica. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What if your perfectly trained kitty suddenly stops using the litter box? Every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if kitty's elimination habits suddenly change, it's really important that you take it to the veterinarian for a checkup. Once any physical problems have been ruled out, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. But first, let's understand the psychological factors that may trigger such behavior. Cats are very sensitive creatures, and many things may trigger litter box problems. For example, the arrival of a new baby with the new smells and the scent of dirty diapers may trigger undesired toilet behavior. The same holds true for the arrival of another pet in the household. Even the absence of a beloved friend or a beloved family member can cause that problem. Generally speaking, when a cat has been using a litter box and stops, once you got that clean bill of health, it's easy to resolve. Just watch the cat carefully, change some of the things you're doing, don't overdo it, and the cat will be back in the litter box in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Know how! Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thanks to Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden for being here. We were just chuckling about my appearance later today on the What's Cookin', a fabulous radio program heard on CRN Digital Talk. I will be the guest of Michael Horn.
On the Radio America Network. Right.
What in the world is he doing on What's Cooking?
I'm going to cook.
Well, you know, Rich, we needed a guest.
But I have plenty to talk about. I can talk about BuzzBox coffee. I can talk about raw milk, the dairy store, farming.
Yeah. You don't drink coffee. You barely drink milk.
Yeah. But I'm a good guest.
Well, you talk about farming.
As a matter of fact, I will lay havoc. I guarantee you right now, whatever it is that we are supposed to be doing, we will not do. I'll guarantee you that. You can listen. What is it?
We had Emerald on last Friday and Doug Steffen on this Friday. Love it.
That was a good comparative.
From Emerald Lagasse to Doug Steffen.
News this week from your friends and mine at the Internal Revenue Service. This story gets better and better and better every single day. You heard us on, I think, Monday or Tuesday. I don't recollect which day it was, but I think every day since then we've had a shot across the bow to the IRS because they don't have enough people to do their job. Isn't that awful? My God, what a tragedy. It's a shame. Now,
the good news is less audits, though, right?
Well, the taxpayer advocate for the Internal Revenue Service, that's a government employee who's your advocate, boys and girls. You know what a good job he's doing because he's on your side. He's an ombudsman. Don't you love that term? I always loved. Ombudsman. He warns, W-A-R-N-S. He warns taxpayers that services are likely to drop to their worst level in 15 years, brought about by all the budget cutting. If you call them, this gentleman says, you'll likely be put on hold for 30 to 45 minutes before anybody even talks you. That is, now this is the guy who works for the government who said yesterday when questioned, they may hang up on you because it's an automated system that's only geared to hold calls for 30 minutes. So if you hold on longer than 30 minutes, you get automatically dropped. How's that for service, boys and girls? Pretty good, right?
Here they go again.
It's a courtesy. Wait a minute. No, Richie, hold on. The ombudsman says this is a courtesy disconnect. Because if you wait for 30 minutes, you probably don't want to wait any longer than that. And if the average of 45 minutes holds true, then they won't ever get to anybody who's on hold. Okay? That's the story. Now, go ahead, Richie.
I heard a local politician here in the Washington area this morning complaining, whining, that, you know, you don't want to pay any more gas taxes. You don't want to pay any more property taxes. You don't want to pay any more this taxes. You don't want to pay any more that taxes. Yet the roads and the bridges are all failing and in need of repair.
Really? Why don't they do them right in the first place?
They do this every single time.
Yep.
When they go to get more money, they see the price of gas falling, and they go, ooh, here's an opportunity for us to make money.
Yeah.
And they throw out these threats, and it can be anywhere from, we're taking away your Social Security, we're closing your local fire station, we're going to take police
off the station,
we're going to close the
public swimming pool,
and your kid's going to have 150 students per class in your kid's classroom, and they're not going to eat when they go to school. These are all of the stuff in their trick box to be able to suck more money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
They never look within themselves and how they manage the government to see where the savings are. It's always going to take away services from you, and
you know
why? Going to starve.
This works, Richie, because people are not taking civics classes. They aren't taking civics in school seriously. So these things are not known because they're not taught anymore. They used to be. So what has happened in that arena, the state of Arizona announced yesterday they have changed the rules for students before graduation. That is, they are going to require, I believe starting this year, that all students pass a civics citizenship exam before they are allowed to get a diploma. So, further...
What a great idea.
Information on that. Ken Kessler has found the test. What are some of the questions, Kenny, on this test?
Should we have a contest amongst the three of us?
Here's the ringer on this.
Yeah, Reggie.
They only have to score a 60 to pass.
60 is passing. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's still better than nothing because there's no civics in school anymore.
Right. All right. So, Kenny, what are some of the questions? Come on, let's go around the room. Wait a minute. Let's find out what you know, Richie, what Jennifer knows, what I know. Let's ask away, Kenny. Professor Kenny, Teacher Kenny.
I'm about to get deported.
Ken. Mr. Kessler, please, would you administer some of the questions from the Arizona civics test?
Sure. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Unnecessary. Oh, no, I wasn't supposed to hear that. Jennifer?
You fail.
Jennifer, please.
Sorry. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution.
Uh-huh. They called it first 10 amendments. There she is. She has a point. Next question.
Is that the Bill of Rights?
Oh, that was right.
It is.
Wait a minute, Richie. Will you stop bringing the facts in? Well, she told you that it was the First Ten Amendment. He said, what are they called? Yeah. Jennifer says First Ten Amendment. She gets
the
point. Next question. Come on.
Circle.
How many amendments does the Constitution have?
More than it needs.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
I think. Is it 23?
No, but don't they keep adding them?
Yeah, well, they do when they have a constitutional convention. Isn't 23? What is it?
No, 27.
Oh, wow, I was wrong. I'd fail.
Okay.
Jenny, you didn't even try.
I didn't. I know. I'm excited. So far, I'm winning. Okay,
I thought maybe you were going to compare them to your bra size or something. Okay, next question.
Double D.
How many U.S. senators are there?
Oh, come on, Rich. That's so easy.
Two per state.
Good. There you go. Next question.
The House of Representatives has how many voting members?
All right.
Oh, boy. 200 and...
You're
right, 235.
435.
Something like that.
435.
That's right.
Is Eleanor Holmes Norton in that list? She's the Washington...
I was only counting the ones that the Republicans...
And the Puerto Rican guy. There's two from Puerto Rico. One Puerto Rico and one from Washington. Are they including the 435? Kenny, do you know?
I think they are.
I think they are, too. So it's 433 voting members, then, because they can't vote. All right, next question.
Next.
If the president can no longer, if the both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
Speaker of the House.
Yes.
All right. How many points have we got? We got to have 10 questions so we see who gets
the husky,
60%.
The husky orange guy.
Husky orange. Spicy. Spicy hues.
Next
spicy
question.
You.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Oh, are there eight? Seven,
nope.
Eight?
No, it's
no,
nine.
Nine?
Nine?
Yep.
Yeah, nine.
All right, so how much have we got? How many have we asked so far?
I've answered two.
Yeah, right.
I'm like two for ten.
Richie, I mean, Kenny, how many have you asked 10 questions yet?
I haven't been counting them.
Have we got six right answers?
I think so.
All right, well, do one more just for...
Between the three of us, how sad is that?
Real. Well,
this makes the point. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
And we're smart.
Right? Yes, we are. All right, next question.
What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
Hmm? Voting.
Like
no, what you mean?
One,
what separates us from other countries?
No, what separates us from anybody in this country that does not have citizenship?
That is not a United States citizen.
Oh, okay, voting is right.
Oh, voting, yeah, that's yeah.
Voting and serving on a jury.
Yeah, but you can't serve in the military and not be a citizen.
Correct.
Okay, yes. So you see how this would be something they can teach to this test. And it would be A-okay. Core curriculum would work here because it's stuff that everybody should know. And if the teacher is creative, if I were a history teacher now.
By the way, if any of us hears a knock on our door today, run to your closet and hide.
If
immigration.
If we were teaching, I was an English teacher. And
you
middle
have
school.
So much fun teaching.
Them. I would love to. I would have taught this if they did. We had civics then.
Yeah.
I had it when I was in school. We had it. We were teaching when I was teaching school. But if we didn't, I'd be teaching this stuff today in an English class because there's all kinds of ways you can work it into English itself. But it's very important stuff. And if you're a teacher and you have the ability to teach civics in your school and you don't have a regular civics class, do yourself a favor. Do the country a favor. Teach civics. Answers to questions. Get a hold of this test must be online.
Take this test to get her citizenship.
Yeah.
And we were studying it.
Yeah.
And I actually did pretty fairly well.
Really?
When we were on, because my wife and my mother-in-law were reviewing it. So and it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's good exposure for your two children. I hope you did it in front of them so that they could pick up on some of these things.
They were too little at this time.
Well, so, but get a
one
here's my suggestion.
Around.
Kenny, what website? You go to Arizona.gov or something? Where do you go?
This is actually from the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services.
All right, just post it on Facebook just for the heck of it, okay? As a service. Let's do that. And then if you want to go there to facebook.com/good day, see the test, take it yourself, talk about it with your children, your grandchildren, it would be you'll have some fun. We have some fun with it. You can have some fun with it. But it does get to the bottom line of what we need to do to keep things clean, if you will, if you know what I mean, in terms of immigration. In the meantime, 17 before the hour is our time. Jennifer has the television report next here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license law 50% and unless number 30.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
I'm Phil McGinn for KillerApps.tv. The 2015 International Consumer Electronics Show unveils all the latest tech. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with these brands for an inside look.
Samsung introduced the world's first curved SUHD TV. Now, this TV delivers the most accurate color display, giving you 64 times the color expression than conventional TVs. The fifth generation Intel Core processor delivers premium performance, better graphics, increased battery life, while enabling all of these devices that are thinner, lighter, and more powerful than ever. You're going to get up to 2 times the battery life. And also they announced RealSense technology, which enables gesture controls, 3D scanning, immersive chat, and a whole lot more.
What about smart shopping, smart homes?
Eco ATM is the safe and convenient option for people to properly recycle their old devices, their phone, tablets, their MP3 players. You can actually get up to $400 at more than 1,500 kiosks across the country. The Whirlpool Smart Top Load Washer and Dryer. This is really cool. It's the next generation in connected laundry. It has an intuitive touch display that ask you what you want to wash and how you want to wash it. It even has custom cycles, and families can also make automatic preset donations to Habitat for Humanity.
What's the latest in accessories?
OtterBox has come out with a Resurgence Power Case. Now, this packs more than 2 times the battery life of an iPhone 6 into a slim case with maximum drop protection. They also announced the Agility Tablet System. It has a magnetic mounting system that attaches to different wall mounts, power systems, and docking stations.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Television time here on Good Day at 13 before the hour. Our poll at DougStefan.com yesterday asked you what your favorite member, who was your favorite member from SNL. Let's see who won that one. 38% said Gilda Radner. That's who I said.
Really?
Rosanna Dana.
You would think John Belushi.
22% came in for Chevy Chase. Boo.
Yes.
19% Dan Aykroyd. 6% for Belushi,
really?
5% for Curtin, 4% for Morris.
What about Eddie Murphy?
What?
Eddie Murphy?
This was just the first season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that surprises me that Chevy Chase beat John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
There you go.
I love it, but that's
surprising. All right, Jen, the Fox News channels are back on Dish Network after the ads that ran. Is that what made the difference, the ads that Fox is wearing to tell people to dump?
I think so. Oh, my gosh. Where did my voice go? Excuse me.
There you go.
Yes, Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly doing that ad together. Yeah. Must have really put the pressure on. But a pair of Fox News channels returned to Dish Network after a 3-week blackout, which is pretty long for these things. They usually go about a week. So that one was extra long, but it's back now. It's a multi-year carriage deal, so you won't have to worry for a few years.
So all the people that were going, see, look, Fox News is really bad. Dish Network dumped them.
Yeah.
Are going right now.
Wait, it's still the top-rated cable news.
All right, big news for Sharknado fans.
Yeah, so, okay, Sharknado 1, Los Angeles, Sharknado 2, New York, Sharknado 3, yeah, that's
Framingham.
Right. Nope, Washington, D.C.
No!
Boy. Watch out, Richie.
There's
going to race
down. Yeah, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a shark.
On the Eastern Seaboard, it's going to premiere in July, and it's not looking so good.
Really?
Why? What do you mean? Well, the sharks are coming for Ian Ziering and Tara Reid. Hello.
Who thought that Chris Pine and J.J. Abrams did a good job on the Oscar nomination announcements yesterday?
I wasn't done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, the two of them are back to reprise their role in Sci-Fi's upcoming Sharknado 3. That was announced by the network this
week. Thank you very much.
Don't call him Ian Ziering. Uh-huh. Now, CBS... You really want to talk about the Oscars?
I just was curious as to what people
thought. I didn't get to see it because I was here with you, so I don't know.
All right, so next question.
CBS has renewed NCIS New Orleans, Madam Secretary Dougie, your fave, and Scorpion. News was announced yesterday by Nina Tassler at the TCA Winter Press Tour. Mm-hmm. Now, I was gone maybe last week when we talked about the Super Bowl show, but did you talk about Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz, we did not talk about.
He's going to be joining Katy Perry as a special guest when she takes the stage as a halftime show during the Super Bowl on February 1st. What I think is really cool about Katy Perry is that she has creative freedom here to do whatever kind of show she wants. So she started inviting people to the project. Lenny Kravitz is the first, and that's the rumor is that there's going to be more because she calls him her, quote, first special guest. So maybe there'll be more on the way. Netflix is reviving Wet Hot American Summer for an 8-episode series. After giving life to Arrested Development, Netflix said, hey, you know what? We're going to do another cult comedy. Wet Hot American Summer was an all-star 2001 film that captured the last days of summer at Camp Firewood in 1981. It'll come to Netflix as a limited series, and we'll have a lot of the original cast members back in action.
New Kids on the Block of a series on Pop TV.
Yeah, this is a fun one for me. Pop TV is the TV Guide Network. Remember them? Now they've rebranded to Pop TV and have a new series with New Kids on the Block on a boat.
Whoa. How exciting is that?
Cruise ship. Cruising with New Kids.
51 after the Love Boat.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Tom Parsons from Best Fares Magazine, bestfares.com, is here. We'll get an update on where the special deals may take you, whether it's this week, this month, this spring. Maybe you'll work ahead into the summer months. The story of Southwest Airlines having to pay a fine because they are moving rather slowly is another interesting story from the world of travel this week. How will that affect prices and your trip? We'll find out in a moment with Tom Parsons here on Good Day.
Hey, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 5 before the hour. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com, where you can find vacation information, whether you're going to the Caribbean. The top 25 vacation destinations, actually, is interesting on your site, Las Vegas. So talking about domestic vacation destinations. Las Vegas is number 1. Orlando's 2, New Orleans is 3. I find that interesting. San Francisco 4, Fort Lauderdale is 5. Is that real destination, or is that just popular places for people to go, a number of seats sold? How'd you get to that?
I think it's probably a lot of both, because, well, you think about it, you don't put a whole bunch of airplanes there unless it's popular, right?
Yeah.
I guess we could fly 150 planes every hour,
yeah,
one block.
And do like the Delta guy, where they were two people.
You'd be happy, but the airlines would be poor.
The Delta flight that had to get to wherever it was going because they were late or something, they needed a plane in the next city, so they put two people on the plane and flew it. That was something that people were kind of interested to see this week. Doesn't happen very often anymore. It used to happen more frequently, but doesn't anymore.
Yeah, what happened, though, that plane was very, very, very delayed, and they were able to put them on other flights in between.
Yeah.
And these two guys just happened to show up late. Matter of fact, one guy was on the plane by himself, and the plane actually came back and got somebody
else.
Got
the other one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's very unusual.
In terms of the Southwest fine this week for being late, how does that affect that PR effect an airline like that that is making so much money, and it's just a domestic carrier?
Yeah, I mean
people actually think to themselves, oh, I don't want to take Southwest because they're always late.
Oh, I don't know. They used to be the best in the business. I remember Northwest coming out with an ad. They would never compare Southwest. It was because Southwest was number 8 ranked. They were number 7 and below. So they always say, of the top 7 airlines, we had the best on-time performance. Mm-hmm. And Southwest's response was, liar, liar, pants on fire. So, they're the only airline in the country that's won the Triple Crown for on-time performance, customer service, and all
that.
But
now they're late. They're the latest airline.
They're getting a little bit, they're going through some growing pains. I mean, they carry more U.S. passengers within the 48 states by as much as 30%.
But why do people use them? They're not cheap anymore. You can get the same fare on American. All the legacy airlines charge the same. So what's the attraction?
Well, let's look at it. Let's say everybody does charge apples and apples. Do they still charge the same amount of money for the two first bags free? Do they also charge $200 for a change fee or a cancellation fee? No.
Okay.
Do all those other things. Well, yeah. If everybody has apples and apples in airfare, but you get all those extra perks on the left side or the right side, they still end up being the best low fare guy in town, right?
All right, best deals domestically, we got 30 seconds.
I think internationally is really what you got to be watching.
That's what I asked. Best deals internationally, please, go ahead.
I mean, I'm talking, we have seen some wild and crazy fares. I think we'll see them up until about the middle of May, towards the end of May. You need to look at the Caribbean continuously, and everything from St. Martin to this week we saw Trinidad and Tobago. We've also had the Costa Rica.
Jamaica.
We've also, Jamaica hasn't been on there much, but we have seen Los Cabos, Puerto Vallarta, and Cancun. All those are in the low 300s, and when you look at the international taxes of $130 in New Mexico, it's good.
Good deal. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.